Imagine a future where technology was tracking your every move.
Hello, I'm Siri.
Where AI started replacing humans.
40% of our checkouts are now do-it-yourself.
Where science began bending the laws of nature.
Researchers have now created life from non-living parts.
And where all of this was leading to Armageddon.
We will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
No, I'm not talking about Earth 2017. I'm referring to Blade Runner. 2049.
I thought you might be able to help me with the case.
So first, let me catch you up. The original is set in a dystopian 2019 and stars Harrison Ford as Rick Deckard, a futuristic cop now commonly known as a Blade Runner. He's reluctantly hired to hunt down and kill a group of bioengineered robots called Replicants. They were once good but have since gone rogue and started murdering a whole lot of innocent people.
What do you want?
I want to ask you some questions.
Fast forward 30 years and Ryan Gosling stars as a young Blade Runner called Kay, who also happens to be a replicant, just not of the slaughtering innocent people variety. After discovering that his kind can reproduce, Kay attempts to track down the missing Rick Deckard for answers. Hot on their tails is the resident bad guy who hopes to build his own artificial colony.
Every civilization was built off the back of a disposable workforce.
The original Blade Runner is celebrated as a genre-defining film that provokes thought and challenges the norms. Fortunately for audiences, 2049 takes off right where the original left us, exploring themes such as artificial intelligence, man versus machine, and what it means to be human. Some may argue that the sequel is simply rehashing the original's ideas, but the 1982 movie was ambiguous, encouraging further discussion. Adding to this is the advancements in modern technology, which make the movie's themes as topical as ever. Lastly, Kay's replicant origins provide a subjective look at themes already explored, which gives 2049 its own uniqueness.
I always told you, you're special.
Wise man. Ryan Gosling is incredible as Kay, and his love story with an advanced hologram is arguably one of the movie's most fascinating elements. The idea that love is perhaps the most human quality of all resonates with all audiences, and adds a really emotional layer to this multi-layered narrative.
If this gets out, we've bought ourselves a war.
The movie's director, Denis Villeneuve, uses all of his skills as a filmmaker to create an incredibly dark, ominous, and thrilling sci-fi film that perfectly pays homage to the world Ridley Scott created 35 years ago. 2049 looks and feels like a direct extension of that world, but with a beautiful contemporary makeover. Narratively, the original was way before its time, so it looks a little dated, but with today's technology, Villeneuve is able to create a movie where the visuals complement the incredible storytelling. By the way, I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that name correctly.
You do not know what pain is yet.
The only real criticism I have has to do with the ending, but this is a spoiler-free zone, so you'll have to go see it and judge it for yourself.
The future of the species is finally unearthed.
Blade Runner 2049 is thematically, aesthetically, and narratively the perfect extension of its predecessor. In fact, it's better. I give it 8, I'm not Mark Fennell's, out of 10.